Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business Advocate, thank you very much for hanging around today. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. Our guest is Beverly Williams. You know her, you love her. She's the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and she's one of our best friends. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Do you know what, you know what's going to happen in about 2 weeks?
We're going to have an anniversary.
No, actually, it's about, yeah, about two, a little over 2 weeks. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
I was thinking about that. We have an anniversary coming up. I think 5 years, 6 years?
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? The 17th of November, ladies and gentlemen, is my six-year anniversary on the air. If God willing, I'll make that. And about, I don't know, 3 or 4 days after that very first show, Beverly became one of my very first guests.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got a little anniversary coming up. Beverly, is it too early to start talking about the holidays? You know, Halloween is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not exactly like a holiday that gets in the way of business too much, I don't think. Maybe for folks who have little kids. But we got Thanksgiving coming up. We got Christmas coming up. We got New Year's coming up. We got the end of the year coming up, which is like a holiday excuse. Is it too early in October to start talking about that?
No, I don't think so at all, Jim. In fact, it's probably almost too late. You talk about Halloween not being something that normally interferes with business, and yet when you're a home-based business owner, anything that affects your family affects you and your business. So in that respect, it's too late to almost talk about Halloween and what to do about it. Mm-hmm. But it is sort of in a lot of people's minds the beginning of the whole holiday season. You've got so many things from beginning in the end of October through November and December, as you mentioned. There's Christmas and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and Thanksgiving and various other things that different groups participate in and celebrate. And it's one of those times when it becomes very stressful for almost everybody. The home-based business people have the additional stress of living and working under the same roof and sort of combining all those things in their lives. If you are fortunate enough to have thought this through before now, you probably already have thought about the fact that holiday cards are so numerous, and they're wonderful things. They're a great way to stay in touch with your customers, let them know you're thinking of them at this time of year, but you hopefully have done something a little different. We've talked before on the show about how you can stand out from the crowd. Besides just being a home-based business makes you stand out from the crowd, but you can stand out a little differently by sending a mid-holiday season card or a Thanksgiving card. I remember the first time I got a Thanksgiving card from someone that said, you know, what a perfect time to thank you for your business. And I thought, you know, that goes away a little bit from the tradition of Thanksgiving in some ways,
mm-hmm.
and yet it stood out in my mind, and it made me feel really good that this person was so well organized, and they were thinking of their customers and thanking their customers.
It's a little syncopated almost. I mean, it's you know, when you get a holiday card, when you get a Christmas card, it's kind of like, well, okay, yeah, here's another one with all the others.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're talking about is one that's a little syncopated. It's a little bit out of rhythm, and
right.
And it sort of stands out, doesn't it?
It does stand out, and it's a wonderful way to make yourself stand out from the crowd with your customers. It's not too late to just do something about that, but it would take a little planning on your part right now.
Right.
Hopefully people have been listening to the show over the years and heard us talking about having your marketing and publicity plan and how important that is. And if you do have a publicity plan, you back in probably August, were thinking about this and ordered some Thanksgiving cards or designed your own and had them made up.
Now, Beverly,
your mailing list already.
You're not speaking to the guys here because you know the guys have got all their cards ordered and, you know, the guys, you know, we're way ahead of you on this. You know that.
You're not going to get me involved in a gender bias debate today, are you?
Come on. Take the bait, Beverly.
Yeah. Well, and as most home-based business owners, male and female, don't have a secretary to do those kind of things for them, it is up to them to be responsible for planning and wearing that publicity hat whenever it's appropriate, and that's a good bit of the time.
As Pogo might have said, we have seen the secretary, and he or she is us.
That's right. Exactly right. We are all of those things, so it's an important piece of our job. It's good marketing. It's good PR. It is an opportunity to truly show your clients that you are thinking about them, not just when you're in the middle of their project and thinking about the bill that they're going to pay you. It's a time to say, I'm thinking of you, and you're important to my business, and I want to let you know that. It's also important at this time of year to be sensitive to the fact that not everybody celebrates Christmas.
Right.
Christmas being a Christian holiday, and we have a lot of other people who respond to other and celebrate other holidays, like Kwanzaa and like Hanukkah. And so be very sensitive about that. And if you decide not to send a Thanksgiving card or a more general card, be real careful about sending Christmas cards unless you're absolutely sure of what holiday your clients celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the advantages, again, of being a home-based business is we tend to be a little bit more familiar with our clients beyond the everyday business aspect of our relationship. We tend to get to know them a little more. And so hopefully you have a handle on which one of your clients celebrates which kind of holiday.
All of you non-home-based business owners out there, send all cards and letters to Beverly Williams, P.O. Box 596.
Yes.
Beverly, you know, folks, we could never accuse Beverly of being chauvinistic towards home-based business. We could never accuse her of that. Beverly, another thing that I think we need to talk about, and we'll do that right after this next break, is the importance of starting right now, today, making sure that whatever projects you've got going on that you need to close, that you need to either sell and start working on and billing for or are delivering, that you've got a handle on that timeline, how the holidays are going to fit into all that. And not only that, but a lot of, Beverly was talking about you knowing your customers. Many of them are going to be taking off for the holidays, extra days. So I want to talk about this right up to these messages. When we come back, it's 20 after. Stay with us.
And leave your body alone.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
We're back. It's 23 after.
First thing you do.
Jim Blassing Game, the Small Business Advocate, and Beverly Williams is our guest. He's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen and selected and awarded by the SBA. And Beverly, we're talking about the holidays, and they're creeping up on us. And what I wanted to do right now, Beverly, is talk about building a grid. Let's build a timeline or a grid or whatever you want to call it, depending on how you want to lay it out. I would say, let's say you got eight customers. Let's say you're a consulting business or you're a website development company or whatever, and you got these clients and I would take the next 60 days and plot it out on a grid and list all the clients, and then I'd block out however many days that you've got to for the holidays. And as you know, If Thanksgiving this year is going to be on, it's always on Thursday. But as you know, Beverly, the first 3 days before Thanksgiving may or may not be productive for you with some clients.
That's right.
And with Christmas this year is going to be on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right in the middle of the week. So that means that forget Friday, and of course New Year's is going to be the same way the next week. Mm-hmm. So you've got the potential to lose at least 10 working days for three holidays.
That's right.
Maybe more than 10 working days. So what I'm getting at is take those clients, identify the projects that you're trying to accomplish with those folks, and presume that you're going to lose certain days, and then say, okay, if I'm going to get a decision out of them, if you haven't sold them yet, you're trying to make a proposal to them, I've got to get that delivered to them at X time so I can give them a reasonable period of time to consider it so I can get an answer. Because if you call them back, folks, if you call these people back on the 25th day of November to get an answer, they may not be there.
That's right. And one of the dangers for home-based business people, when we're balancing our work and our lives under the same roof, is you get pulled in a lot of different directions at this time of year. And so it is important to be very organized and as focused as you can be on what you need to be doing to bring in that income. You need to be aware not only of your clients' schedules, but also your own life and what's happening there. If you have children, if you have elderly parents, if you have obligations that are going to increase at this time of year, then you need to make sure that you take that into account and be much more organized than perhaps you are at other times.
These are the examples of how you're not going to be available for some
things. That's right.
But you know, Beverly, I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but one of the sickest feelings I've ever had was before I learned this lesson about the holidays many years ago, you know, calling up a client first of December or a customer or prospect the first of December, and you know, either in trying to move a project along, and them literally saying to me, you know what, I've got my year made. Frankly, I'm kind of taking off in December. Let's talk about this in January.
Right.
And
exactly.
Guess what? I needed that business in December,
and that happens all too frequently.
I let that slip up on me,
right.
and I vowed never to let that happen again. And that's what I'm talking about when I say, you know, get out in front. Think of this as like trying to stop a freight train, Beverly. You know, if you want to stop a freight train at a certain place on the tracks, you got to start way out in front.
That's right. You're exactly right, Jim. And it is important to be focused. And to be organized, which is very hard at this time of year, but it's important for your cash flow, for your sanity.
And like you say, many people who are home based, maybe you got relatives coming over for maybe to stay with you. And as you know, Beverly, if somebody moves into your house, for a period of time, that has a severe impact on your home based business, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. For instance, for us this year, we have family coming from all over the country to be here for Christmas, and we don't have enough bedrooms for everybody, so guess where they're going to be sleeping? Some of them are going to be sleeping on the floor in my office and my husband's office and, you know, every place else in the house. And so for an entire week, you know, the weekend before Christmas, it's going to be totally focused on family, which means I have to be very organized in what I do the week before and the month before. It will have an impact. And everybody is very aware of the fact that we have a home-based business and that, you know, my office is my office, but it's also their sleeping headquarters, and so it's difficult.
Pardon me, we only have a few minutes. One thing I wanted to point out that we haven't even talked about yet is that maybe your client is counting on you not to disappear on them during the holidays. And in other words, if they're waiting on you to deliver a project or a product or a service, and you can't say to them, oh, you know what, I got company coming over, I'm not going to be available this week.
No, you better not.
They're not going to understand. So it's quite possible that they're not going to want you to flake out on them. So that's something to think about, isn't it?
Right. And here again, that means organization on your part and staying focused. There's some things you can't control, like a client who says they'll have something to you at a certain time and they don't get it to you until later.
Yeah.
And, you know, that means the work has to be the priority.
Yeah, absolutely. Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Well, thank you.
And we look forward to
these holidays.
Yeah, me too. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I'll be here.
Thanks. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. Quick break. I'll be right back with John Stanton. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.